Mask up, America. Mask up. It is their edict. And they're not going to let anyone that is outside of one of their own perhaps get away with not covering up. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I'm Trish. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi now states that masks will be required, quote, at all times in the House without exemptions. And, quote, members will not be recognized unless they are wearing a mask, and recognition will be withdrawn if they remove the mask while speaking. Okay, you know, meanwhile, the left, apparently they're not really into masks, right? Because Gavin Newsom and others, they get to go out to dinner at fancy schmancy restaurants to the tune of $400 a plate while not wearing a mask. All while, by the way, the left completely loses it. This is new. They're losing it because Melania Trump actually, wait for it, Melania Trump actually took off her mask to read to some children while still practicing social distancing when she went to a hospital. So she goes to read to the little kids. She's completely socially distanced, and she removes her mask so they can see her when she reads to them. And oh my gosh, I mean, judging by the left's reaction to this one, you'd think she was actually trying to hurt the kids. They're going crazy, saying, you know, she disobeyed the hospital's orders, disobeyed hospital rules. I mean, this is just getting silly. It's really getting silly. And no one out there in the media is sticking up for her or sticking up, frankly, for common sense. So I am. I'm setting the record straight. Melania Trump was not trying to hurt these young children by traveling to a hospital, taking time out of her life to go and read to them at Christmas while she was many feet away. I mean, honestly. So stop making things up. Stop making things up. It gets to be sort of exhausting keeping up with these people. There's only one view of the world out there, and it's the only one that is allowed. And anything associated at all in any way with Donald Trump is bad. I mean, even when his wife travels to a hospital, socially distances herself, and then takes off her mask before reading to a group of young children. That is a violation of hospital rules. That's what the headlines are screaming right now. You know, this is the kind of stuff that they're putting out there. So I want to remind you right now, you need to hear the truth. So subscribe to my channel, subscribe to my podcast, because I'm pointing out the insanity of all this. But just by pointing out the insanity of it, I'm taking a risk. I'm taking a risk that they are going to prevent me from talking to you. And that's why I need you to sign up directly with me. You know, you're not allowed to defend Melania Trump right now. You're not allowed to defend anyone conservative right now. Or you risk being shadow banned, being deplatformed, being buried. I'm pretty convinced that things are getting pretty bad. They don't like the idea of anybody violating their rules. Interestingly, they are their rules. They're not rules for themselves, right? They don't have to live by the rules, as I just pointed out with Gavin Newsom. They're rules for everyone else. And that is a problem right now. Increasingly, we are heading in a direction that feels, and I laugh about it, but it's not a laughing matter, almost like a fascist kind of state. They're embracing this insanity where you gotta wear a mask in your house. Like, good night, hon, as you say with your mask on. Come on. I mean, really and truly, it is getting silly. I want to talk about that. Plus, I want to talk about the insane amounts of money that they are looking to spend. Effectively, coronavirus is ushering in an opportunity for them to just hit the jackpot, right? When it comes to spending. I'm all over that story. Plus, new details on the Eric Swalwell ordeal that you don't want to miss. Don't go anywhere. Mask up, America. Mask up or else. Or else someone's going to be really mad. Someone in charge is going to be really mad. You know, in Pennsylvania, they got all these rules where you have to wear a mask inside your own home. In New Hampshire, unfortunately, the great live free or die state. Great motto. A motto I live by. This is the state I grew up in. Well, in New Hampshire, they got a rule that even if you're walking outside, just walking down the street or walking on the beach, you got to wear a mask. You know, I'm not arguing, let's be clear, against the masks, but I am arguing about the refusal of anyone on the left right now to understand that it may not always be appropriate to wear one, like in your own home, right? Or when you're hiking in the woods in New Hampshire, or when you're distant enough and on stage reading to a group of children, getting back to the Melania Trump issue. You know, there's something quasi-fascist, if you would, about this moment in time. And I look at it and I see a very slippery slope. We need to stick up for what is right. Speaking of which, if you haven't, right now, I need you to do me something. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go and subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to my channel, because, you know, they don't want you to hear this. And it's really important that we stick together and that we develop a coherent message. I've spoken to so many of you, and you tell me how devastated you are about the election, and I get it. But you know what? It's okay to feel bad. Believe me, it's really okay. And you need to take a little time and let it sink in. But I'm going to tell you this. This is not the time to give up. This is the time to embrace what we can do, what we can do together, because we can organize. We can make sure our voices are heard. We can make sure that our election system is reformed so that every legal vote counts. We owe that to ourselves. We owe that to our future. So again, subscribe right now to this podcast, into this channel. I'm telling you, we need to stick together. I'm not okay with absentee ballots. You know, it was a moment in time, a pandemic, right, that was highly politicized. Can we keep this in perspective for a moment? I mean, this came out of nowhere, right? Out of China. And let's be clear. In less than a year, it's amazing. The Trump administration was able to bring to market multiple vaccines. I mean, this is stuff that even NBC News said way back in May when the president said we may get a vaccine before the end of the year. They said, oh, fact check, he'd need a miracle for that. Well, it looks like that miracle has come. And you know what? This is wonderful, wonderful news. He succeeded with his team in achieving this. But there's other stuff going on that I think is very concerning. And that's basically the respect for our votes, right? And the sanctity of our vote right now, our votes, very much at stake. We need to do everything that we can to protect our votes and to make sure that legal votes count. And I say this because I look at the absentee ballots, even being collected for Georgia right now. And I think it goes without saying, and this has really been proven out, the Democrats do a better job at the ground game for organization when it comes to absentee ballots. But isn't voting a privilege that we as Americans really should be willing to go and exercise? It's not like you just, you know, get a piece of mail and check something off and mail it in. It makes it too susceptible. And the New York Post, actually, the New York Post did a great article on this where they interviewed somebody over the summer who had worked as a Democrat op and had effectively managed it to win elections in states like New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania because of some massaging that went on behind the scenes with mail-in ballots. So I look at it and just say, let's not even expose ourselves to that, right? Like, let's just take that off the table. Let's do everything we can to protect the system that we have going forward. So that means staying focused and staying energized. Meanwhile, you know, the market loves all this talk of stimulus, but is this really the healthiest thing for our economy? I don't think so. I don't think so fundamentally. I would much rather see an economy that was functional, an economy that was working. But right now, from New York to San Francisco, what do you have? You got all kinds of businesses shutting down. The restaurant industry suffering big time because big government is trying to call all the shots. The 21 Club, an icon that's been around since the 1930s, just had to say goodbye to 148 employees, thanks to Governor Cuomo. The Cliff House in San Francisco just goodnighted nearly 200 employees. You know, something's got to give. Workers need to demand more from our lawmakers. I'm on that story for you. Don't go anywhere. That's next. Seriously. Seriously, they shut the country down, and now they want to orchestrate a bailout for big industries from airlines to defense contractors. So what about small businesses? What about individuals? I mean, this is big bloated government for you. And guess what? With Joe Biden, there's going to be a whole lot more of it, a whole lot more to come. So get ready. Welcome back to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish Regan. Make sure you are subscribing to this channel. Make sure you are subscribing to this podcast. It's really important right now. The latest bipartisan stimulus deal. What do you know out of Washington? They're looking for $748 billion. This is a lot of money. I feel the need to explain this because just to keep it in perspective, the $800 billion stimulus to nowhere put in place by Obama and Biden last time around. By the way, we've seen this movie before, right? This is like Obama 3.0. Anyway, you know what that was? That was $800 billion. So they're talking about basically another $800 billion. But by the way, we've already had trillions that they've put forward. And the Fed has printed trillions more. I mean, I just don't know where the money's going to come from. You know, the alternate proposal that's on the table right now is even worse. It's $748 billion plus another $150 billion for handouts to blue state mayors and governors. What do you know? They want to bail them out, right? They want to bail out all these states that can't manage their own money. So somehow federal taxpayers have to come in. That means people out of all the other states in the country where they actually do have their act together, we have to bail them out. In this whole version of things, the Pelosi Democrats are agreeing to a liability protection for nursing homes, hospitals, stores, and restaurants. A liability protection, really, for nursing homes? Is that designed to help Cuomo, given what happened in New York nursing homes? I just want to get this straight right now. Because they seem to be fine closing down businesses wherever they can close them down, shutting down the economy. And yet they're going hat in hand and they're saying, we want money. We want money to basically pay out what big corporations. Because by the way, I don't think the individual business owners are going to get any of this. This is going to the airline industry. This is going to defense contractors. This is going to the big guys. This is messed up. Just, you know, a symbol of it all, the 21 Club, which has been around since the days of Prohibition in New York City, going all the way back to 1930, it had to shut its doors this week. 148 people that worked there, they had to say goodbye to. The Cliff House out in San Francisco, an institution that's been around even longer, you know, they had to say goodbye to 180 people. They're shutting down. I mean, these are really symbolic, I think, institutions within the restaurant industry. But this is happening everywhere. How can small businesses survive when you are shutting down our economy? And I would just ask, where do you think you're going to get all this money to bail out all the big businesses? You can't keep putting it on the backs of the American taxpayer. You can't keep loading up our future generations with all this debt. It's not right. It really is. I mean, the market loves it, right? And the market will continue to do okay, believing that it's going to get some kind of stimulus. But I'll tell you what, the market would do a whole lot better if we could actually get real economic growth. Because to me, that's the kind of stimulus, the real stimulus you really need. Coming up, everyone, a group of 17 Republican House members, they're saying, okay, this isn't going to fly with Eric Swalwell and the Chinese spy. He really shouldn't be on the House Intel Committee. I'm on it. I'll see you right back here next. Well, a group of 17 Republican House members, they're speaking up. They sent a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi this week, urging her to immediately remove Democrat Representative Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee because of Representative Swalwell's position on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. It's seen as a little bit of an issue given his close interactions with, whatever his interactions may have been, with a Chinese intelligence service officer. They say, you know, given how this happened and given that they may have been unintentional, they are nonetheless, quote, an unacceptable national security risk. This is according to the letter. That makes sense, right? I mean, if he had a relationship of some sort with a woman who was a Chinese spy, then that is obviously concerning given that he's on the Intel committee. And he probably should have known better before he had her help fundraise for his campaign, right? I mean, this is crazy. It really is. I mean, and it's super crazy given that he was the one out pointing the finger at everyone else saying that, oh, they were Russian spies. The whole Trump campaign had somehow ties to Russia. Noting, by the way, that the committee, quote, handles some of the most sensitive information. This is the Intel committee that swallows on. Sensitive information our government processes, information critical to our national defense. The letter continues. We urge you, meaning Nancy Pelosi, to immediately remove Representative Swalwell from his position on the House Intel Committee. It doesn't seem like a lot to ask. I mean, I would actually have taken it a step further and said maybe he actually ought to resign. And the reason being that, again, you know, perfectly nice guy. I'm sure he didn't knowingly get involved with this woman, but he kind of should have had his antenna up, right? I mean, she was out there fundraising for his campaign, and then she was putting interns, or at least an intern, was placed in his office. You know, Fox actually asked Nancy Pelosi about that, and she said, well, I don't think we need to have background checks on every intern that comes to Capitol Hill, to which I say, huh, I'm sorry. You don't think you ought to have background checks on every intern that comes into our House of Representatives, just as you would into your own house, I'm sure, Speaker Pelosi. In other words, this is America's house, and we can't just have anyone, certainly not someone who was put there by a Chinese spy, coming to work on Capitol Hill. Come on. Again, everybody just needs to open their eyes, be a little bit more realistic, and accept that China has a very long game it's trying to play. And the sooner we get our wits about us and think intelligently about our future, the better. It's so good to have you here. Make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. And I'm going to see you right back here tomorrow.